Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shia's sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Pesachim Daf Lametes in the Hoiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chemishi, starting Halacha Gimel, a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. Shachta Shaloi Lo'echlov V'Shaloi Limnuyov La'Reilim V'Letmeim Pasol. If someone shecht Korban Pesach and had in mind that the Shechita will be for people that cannot eat the Korban Pesach, for example, people that are sick or old, they're not able to eat a kazais. Or, shaloi limnuyov, he had in mind to give it to people that were not minui. Minui means you have to have a chaburo, which is appointed on this korban. This is their korban. Before the shechita, you have to, so to speak, register the chaburo on this korban. And if he, when he's shechting it, he has in mind for other people, that ruins the korban. Or, la'reilim v'tmein, that they also cannot eat the korban pesach because they have orla or tumo. In all these cases, poisel the korban. He had in mind both for people that can eat the korban and for people that cannot eat. He had in mind to do it for the people that are registered on this korban and for the ones that are not. He had a combination of people that have a bris milah and the ones that don't, people that are tmeim and tarim. In all these cases, it's kosher. And we'll see in the Gemara why is this different than the previous Mishnah when you do lishmoy v'shloy lishmoy, that's part of the korban, and here, as long as you have somewhat of good oichlim, it's good enough. Shachtoi kodim chatzoi is possible. If you shechted before chatzoi is possible. Shnei marbor ben arba'im. The pasuk says has to be ben arba'im, as you saw before. That's in the afternoon. Kodim letomid kosher. Kodim letomid is kosher, even though it needs to come after korban atomid, because we saw before the pasuk to teach you the pesach comes after korban atomid. But with the evidence kosher, without sheechod mimaris bedomo yechizorik tam atomid. Lechatchilo, don't throw the blood of the korban pesach until you do korban atomid. So how will you do it? Mimaris bedomo means he will mix the blood. Someone will be mixing the blood not to allow it to congeal until the korban atomid is done, and then he's going to do korban pesach. V'im nizra kosher. But if he did throw the korban pesach before korban atomid, it's kosher, but the evidence is not possible. Says the Gemara, minayin shutzorich l'shachta lo'ichlov. How do we know that shechitas korban pesach has to have in mind that the shechita will be l'shem oichlim? As we'll see soon, this is something unique to Korban Pesach. So, Yechim Mishem Bishmol Ish Lefi Oichloi Techoisu. It says in the pasuk, Ish Lefi Oichloi, for the Oichlim, you're going to do the Shechita. How do you know Techoisu means Loshon Shechita? Omar Vishay Loshon Sur Sirze. It's a type of Aramaic. Kehodnu Shoemer Lechadeir, Koisli Esatole Aze. Like someone said, telling his friend, Shecht me this sheep. So, Techoisu is Loshon Shechita. Kate said Shaloi Lo'echlov. What does it mean that he's doing Shaloi Lo'echlov? Shachto Lashem Choyle, Lashem Zokin, Sheinim Yuchlim Lechol Kazais. He's shachting the Korban Pesach with someone who's sick or old who cannot eat a Kazais. Kate said Shaloi Limnuyov. What's the case he's doing Shaloi Limnuyov? Shachto Lashem Nechavur Acheres. He has in mind to do it for another group of people that are now registered in this Korban. Hado Omro Shakoton Yeshloi Minayin Livsoil. Meaning someone who's young cannot eat kazais, is a baby, he could be registered on the korban to cause the korban to be possible. How do we see that? Because we're saying that there's two types of psulim the Mishnah mentions. Shaloi lo'echlov v'shaloi limnuyov. Shaloi limnuyov means people that are now registered on the korban. Shaloi lo'echlov means they are registered, but they cannot eat the korban. Why don't you say that once they can't eat the korban, they're automatically now registered on the korban, now they're not the bnei chaburo? You see from here that even someone who cannot eat the korban could register on the korban. The same we say in the Mishnah that someone who shechts the Shem Tmei makes the Korban Pesach Pasul. So also someone shechts the Korban for someone who's not here, his Bederech Chok, he's traveling, it also places the Korban. So continues the Gwadav Lamatesa with base, Hado Amra Adom Esayah Ledramoy. So this gives a good rayo to the people from the Dorm, from the south, to Jeremiah Amin. They said, Imurim Shavdu Mechashev Lehem Kimishem Kayomim. When a person has the wrong thought of Pigul, meaning he's shechting the korban, he's saying, you know, the fat I'm going to put in the mizbeach at shloi bizman at a different time, that ruins the korban. What happens if the fat is not here? The fat got lost. Could he still have a wrong thought about it? So the Gemara, Jeremiah says he could still have a thought about it, even though it's not here. This is a good rayah. You see by us, by Korban Pesach, someone has a thought for someone who's not here, it still ruins the korban. So you have a wrong thought on the imurim which are not here, it ruins the korban. Hadom, another thing we see from the Mishnah, Shachto she'toichal yimenu chatzi chavurosoi, kosher. That's the Gersa Rav Chaim. If one had in mind only for half of the people registered on this korban, only for half the chabura, it's still kosher. How's the Gemara say that? Because Gemara says, we say here, the person has in mind that he's going to give it to the people that are sick, that are old, so the korban is possible. Why don't you say that it's possible? Not because he thought about the people that can't eat it. Only because he thought about half of the group. He didn't think about the entire group. So you see, thinking about half the group is still okay. But if that half the group that he's thinking about is people that cannot eat the carbon, then it becomes possible. Says it's not a raya, because maybe we're talking about a group that's they all are sick or they are old. So he thought about the entire group. So the issue of half the group is not a problem over here. The only issue is because they're sick. Omarle said, if so, nitin l'shem nei chabur psulim. Why does it not say the Mishnah? He shech the Karban Pesach for the bnei chabur, the apostle. It didn't say it's because bnei chabur is the apostle. It says shaloi lo'ayichlov. Mashra, it's not the entire group. It's only part of the group. As the Gemara says, using the Girsa of Chaim, Elibishayushim Ksheirim, Vishakhtashim Psulim, there's a group, they have kosher people, but he had it in mind for the Psulim. And you see that the only reason it's possible is because he has it in mind for the Psulim. But if you have it in mind for part of the group which are kosher, it will be kosher even though he's not thinking about the entire group. Continues the Gemara, we talk about the Mishnah that says that if he had in mind Lo'oichlov, Shlo'oichlov, he has in mind to Shech the Korban. For a group of people that could eat and cannot eat, it's kosher, as long as you have people here that could eat the Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Amar Blozer, Masniso b'sheshachtoy le'oichlov v'sheloy lo'oichlov. This is the Gersa of Reb Chaim taking away the middle words of his kapa by lo'oichlov. So the Mishnah is when he shechted lo'oichlov v'sheloy lo'oichlov. Av m'shachtoy m'sheo rishoyno liskapa by lo'oichlov v'sheloy lo'oichlov, then possible. Meaning this leniency of our Mishnah is regarding shechito. When he does the shechito, he has in mind that he's shechting for people that can eat and cannot eat together. But if he, when he does the shechito, he has in mind to do the zrika, throw the blood, and to have in mind to be mechaper, a group of people that can eat, that cannot eat the Korban Pesach, then the Korban Pesach is possible. As Reb Chaim goes here to be ma'arich, we're not talking about who's going to eat the Korban Pesach. We're talking about who's going to be mechaper for the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is a kapara as well. In other words, Korban Pesach is oilif for the people. They could be used for them. That's their carbon that they have to bring. If a person has in mind in shechita that he's going to give it, he's going to do the shechita for the group of people, some of them are apostles, we have a special din, the Korban Pesach is kosher. But when he's doing the shechita, he has in mind that the zrika will be for the group of people that some of them are apostles, meaning the Korban Pesach will be oil l'shem kapara for people that are apostles, then it ruins the carbon. As we'll see in a moment, that's similar to other korbanos. In other korbanos, you have to make the korban l'shem bailov. And if you do it for the people that are not the bailim, meaning that they're not the correct bailim, it ruins the korban, even if you have in mind for both. So also in Korban Pesach, when you do the zrika, which l'shem kapara, has to be for only the people that could eat the Korban Pesach. And the more is going to come back to this in a moment. Says the Gemara, "Smaloi also gabi avyonisar, so I came to avyonisar. Omrelei alfan agodo, please teach me agato. Only misuris biyodi miavoyisai, I learned from my fathers, shalolamed agodo, not to teach agodo, loy lebavli, not the people from Bavel, the loy lejoy me, not the people from the south, shem gosei ruach umi utei toiro. They're in Bali Gaiva and they don't have enough toiro, they cannot learn agodo. Ve'at nardoi v'dor b'dorim. You have both problems. Your nardoi means you're from Bavel, from the city of Nardo, and you live now in the south of Eretz Yisrael. So Omer Lei, Emor Lichad Amilsos, they teach you one thing. Ma bin lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy, ma bin lo'ichlov v'shaloy lo'ichlov. Why do you say, but when you have a Korban Pesach and have in mind lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy, the Korban is possible, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. But when you have a Korban Pesach and have in mind to do shechita for the people that eat it and don't eat it, meaning for a group of people, some of them are o'ichlov, some of them not o'ichlov, then it's kosher. So he tells him, I'll tell you the difference, three differences that we're going to learn between Korban Pesach and other Korbanos. Omer lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy psuloy migufoy. Difference number one is l'shmoy v'shaloy lishmoy is a psul in the carbon. The carbon itself is not a good carbon. It's done shaloy lishmoy, not l'shem the right carbon. So even though he has both thoughts, it still ruins the carbon. But l'oich v'shaloy lishmoy is not a psul in the carbon. It's a psul mechayim. Who the carbon will go for? So there, as long as you have a good thought, it's okay. Difference number two, l'shmoy v'shaloy lishmoy ain't at yochel lover psul mitochach sheir. You can't come and differentiate in the korban and say, okay, this part will be the lishmoy part, and this part will be shaloy lishmoy part. The entire korban has the mixture. But la'ichlov shaloy la'ichlov is very clear who are the kosher people that the korban pesach was done for them, and who are the pasul people that the korban pesach was done for them. And the shaloy la'ichlov can potentially sell their chelik to la'ichlov. You can differentiate between them. And a third difference, lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy noeg b'chol ha'kotshim. Every kachim has lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. Even though the machshev v'shaloy lishmoy doesn't poisel the kachim completely, but lo yolo lebayim shem chayvo is not qualified for the owner. So lo lishmoy is effective in all korbanos. Masheng v'shaloy lishmoy is only a din in korban pesach. So that's why there, as long as you have a mixture, you're okay. Says that we saw before at you see the two of the things that of the three nefkiminas, the three differences that you mentioned, two of them are not true. What do we see from Ablozer? The Mara Ablozer mastisa b'shachtoi loichlov v'shloi loichlov. Our Mishnah has in mind to do shchito with a mixture of oichlim v'shloi loichlim. Av mishachel mishar rishayin liskaper boi loichlov v'shloi loichlov. But if you have in mind to do zriko with a mixture of oichlim v'shloi loichlim, puzzle, as we saw before. Now, according to what you said, the three nefkiminas between oichlim and nishmol, two of them l'chura apply over here as well. One, a ripsulam achmas acherim. Here, when he has in mind to do zriko with the wrong people, the psul is not in the korban itself. The psul is acherim, meaning say, how's the psul? Who's going to eat it? And also the second of kamin that you said that you can differentiate and know who are the kosher or the psul also applies over here when he does zriko. That omar achim, you still say it's psul. So you see that these two differences, these two nefkiminas are not incorrect. What's the only one which is correct? Elakini, the following one. Lishmoy v'shloishmoy noeg b'chol ha-kotshim. Lo'ich lo'v'shloi lo'ch v'noeg elu ha-pesach. Lishmoy and not lishmoy is effective in any korban. Shloi lo'ich lo'v is only in korban Pesach. That's why you have a mixture, it'll be okay. But by zrika, as we mentioned before, that does apply in other kotshim. And every kotshim you have, when you do zrika, has to be l'shem b'ilov. Has to be for the right owner. Lo'ichlov b'korban Pesach is equivalent l'shem b'ilim in any other korbanis. Any other korbanis don't think lo'ichlov because it's not meant to be eaten. That's not the main part of the korban. So you just think l'shem b'ilov. By korban Pesach, you have l'shem oichlov. But it means the same idea, that the korban has to have a kapara for the people that can eat it. It is their korban. So zriko, you do have in other korbanis that you have in your mind to do it for the wrong owner, it ruins the korban. So therefore, in that case, Pesach is not different than other korbanis. Simei Rav Blazer makes a lot of sense. When you have shchito, which is l'shem oichlov v'shloi l'shem oichlov is kosher, because that's unique for korban Pesach. Yeah, and the chaboy l'chidusha, you say it's only a pasul if it's kuloi l'shloi l'shem oichlov, but not if you have a mixture of people that could eat it. But zriko, which is equivalent to other korbanis, then when you do zriko, it has to be for the right owner. So their Pesach is not unique. So then you have the din like any other korbanis, that as long as you have any pasul, it ruins it. So the third nefkamina that was mentioned, does work with Rabbi Lezer. Omar Avavin Issachor, we have another nefkamina between Shloi Lishmoy and Shloi Lo'ichlov. Says the one of Memo Aleph, Lishmoy v'Shloi Lishmoy noeg b'chol ha'avoidos. Lo'ichlov v'Shloi Lo'ichlov v'ele noeg ele b'shchito. The Machshevet Shloi Lishmoy, every one of the four avoidos of the korban gets ruined b'Shloi Lishmoy. If he does shchito, kabbalah, hoylocha, zriko, anytime he does Shloi Lishmoy, ruins it. But Shloi Lo'ichlov is only in shchito. I mean, the machshava of who's going to eat the korban is only in shchita. If he has machshava and kabbalah for the ones that are not, for shloi lo'ichlov, it doesn't ruin the korban. And even in zriko, if he has in mind shloi lo'ichlov, it doesn't ruin the korban unless he thinks it won't be a kapara, as we mentioned before. Meaning, if he does the zrika sadam, he throws the blood, and he has in mind that this korban will be eaten by people that are not supposed to eat the korban, that does not ruin the zriko. Only if he has in mind that the zriko will be effective, will be a kapara for the ones that are not supposed to eat it, then it ruins the korban. So that's why shloi lo'ichlov, you speak about the Mishnah, for the people who's going to eat the korban, it's only in one avodah, only in the shchito. So that's another reason why this is unique. So one answer I had before is because it's unique for korban Pesach, more than other korbanis. Now we're saying another thing, it's unique for the avodah of shchito, not in other avodahs. Even the korban Pesach itself. So that's why once you have a mixture of oichlov, shloi lo'ichlov, it's kosher. Mashenkin lishmoy v'shloi lishmoy, which apply to every avodah, if you have any shloi lishmoy in this korban, it ruins the korban. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Lamed Tes.